Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We adore you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power, for your grace, for your mercies. Thank you for a new day. It is Sunday by the grace of God. Thank you that you ushered us into another week. We thank you. We bless your name. We commit ourselves into your hand. That be with us today. Be with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In the name of Jesus, may we ask and have encounter you in the name of Jesus this week. We pray for your grace. We pray for your strength to minister unto your people in the name of Jesus. Abide with us, oh Lord. Every family being represented here, may your presence go with us in the name of Jesus. May we see your hand in our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah, people of God. We thank God Almighty. It is Sunday morning by the grace of God. Yet Deborah Diasi, want to thank God. We have seen a new week. Oh, in the name of Jesus, begin to bless the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is 15th of October. We want to thank God. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank God. Give time to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the Radiasi, or the young Quartaya, Waboya Hobai, where you have Frimusu, where you have Sane, we have seen another day. It is by the grace of God, another week. Let us give thanks to the Lord in the name of Jesus, the Radiasi, Euradi, and Hoba, give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, Rabba Baba Baba, Rabba. Israel forces, when you eat and you are full, bless the Lord. Rababa, for the good land he has given you, for the peace we have enjoyed. Somebody give thanks to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, give thanks to the Lord. Your dear Diani are to be good. Rababa, the Radiasi, the Radiasi, Euradi Bambo, Euradi Hussein, Euradi Shira, Euradi Atum, the Atum Yen. Give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord. Komara barabaraba, rababababa, dauradiasi, dauradiasi, korumarabaraba, rababababo, shebedebedebedebe, rababababa, kanabarabara. In the name of Jesus, people of God, let us go before God. We are asking the Lord for mercy. And upon yesterday, this is now until your home free sin tournament. May the Lord forgive us our unbelief, our doubt. May the Lord have mercy. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes, throughout the end of the day, in the name of Jesus, let us soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Let us ask the Lord for mercy, yes, throughout the end, not unto your home. May the Lord have mercy, may the Lord, somebody pray, in the name of Jesus, our actions and inactions, our doubts, may the Lord forgive us, may the Lord have mercy, in the name of Jesus, not unto your home. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Let us go before God. Let us go before God. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord prepare our heart and our mind to receive his blessing this week. In the name of Jesus, even today as we come before him, in the name of Jesus, we are committing our meeting to the hands of God. In the name of Jesus, let us go before God. In the name of Jesus, may you touch my life, may you touch, may you change my family. In the name of Jesus, I have come before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, may your power transform me. May your word Give me transformation in the name of Jesus. Bompaye, wo Yesu dinimo awrade onhyrae, awrade onsiesie, awrade onkasa ontuyemfo. In the name of Jesus, Father, your servant is before you, Lord. Anoint him and use him to be a blessing to us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you. We invite you. Let your presence be with us. In the name of Jesus, let your servant speak with power and authority. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God richly bless you. Oh dear, Apostle Esmond, you can take over. God bless you. God bless you, Mommy Eunice. God bless you, the pillar. God bless you, Mommy Amwakwa. God bless you, Justice. God bless you, Emma Dom. God richly bless you. God bless you, Baba Paul. God bless you, Emma Gladys. God bless you, Osofu Ima. God bless you. God richly bless you. I welcome you this week. Say, Eurade on Kayo. God bless you.
Yamisha, Papa. Thank you so much. Beloved, just lift up your voice. Just thank God for this service. One thing I know is that each and every service, the Holy Spirit has something different for us. And if you don't treat every meeting as, just one of them. Just believe that God has something for us. So I want you to lift up your voice and thank God for what He is about to do. The words He's about to teach us, the corrections, edification, fortification, for comfort, for advice, for correction. Just lift your voice and thank God for what He's about to do in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Holy Spirit, we give you praise. Father, Lord, we give you praise. Radanda brandele bebeneme, zele bebele manka, randele bebenimia, zandele bebeneme lebante brentele, lebre dele bebenima, kosha brandele bebene, zele bebele meka, 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 zandele bebe, zenzele behe, randele bebene, kosha. Brandelehe, zele bebele mehe, radende brandehe, radele bebele mehe, za brandele bebele mehe, zele bebele mantia, redende brandele mehe, zandala brandele mehe, zele bebele mehe, redele bebele mehe, kusha brandele mehe, zele bebeniha, redende brandehe, ze brandele mehe, redele bebele mehe, zaban. We give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for your mercies renewed day by day. Adele bebene mehe, azale bradele mehe. When you say or surely who is like unto thee, O Lord. In the splendor of your majesty, from deep within our spirit, we say, holy, holy are you, O Lord. The whole earth is full of your goodness. We are lifting our prayer and thanking God that, Father, we bless your name. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for Adamfo Fa podcast. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the Bible said that the enemy cometh not to steal, kill, and destroy. But through it all, we had a God whose mercies were renewed day by day. And his deliverance and protection and his truth endures in all generations. Oh, then Yamiasi said, me die in a man sorry, and kubim biso biasem. Then si Yamiama min kwein there. This is an opportunity to do something amazing. I thank you, Lord, and I don't take it lightly. Lift up your voice and just thank God one more time and just adore him. Be grateful for the gift of life. Be grateful. Be thankful. I thank you for my family. We thank you for our loved ones. We sing praises to your name. Oh God, may your name be praised. And greatly, Yabale Babali Bradeleme, Zabradilibi, to be praised. Hapilebebenemene, we sing praises to your name. Oh God, we sing praises to your name, our God, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hapilebebenemene. Is anyone grateful? We have an anchor that keeps our soul. We are grateful for you've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Lord. Let your word come in power. Let your word come in spirit. Not part of me and part of you, but all of thee and none of me. Let me be a vessel of blessing to your people. Let me speak like a learned, touch my tongue. Revive me, O Lord. Let your spirit lead us, that we will know your will and we will do your will. We thank you, Lord. in Jesus' mighty precious name. Amen. 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 I want us to look another chapter of the Destiny series. No? I want us to take it another dimension. And our key text, no, is Romans 8:19. That was the key text. Romans 8, verse 19. The Bible says, the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. We understood from the past series, they said, you are not just on this earth to walk the face of earth. There is a purpose bia nyame edowabias. And we went into details and picked some people in the Bible. A good example is Jeremiah. One day the Lord appeared to him and said, I knew thee and I had ordained you a prophet to the nations. And it doesn't matter what Jeremiah was doing at that time. The voice of the Lord came to him and said, this is your destiny. This is your mandate, your divine mandate. And yet, if you don't walk in your divine mandate, and Crofona God has attached to your destiny, they will be in shambles. Moses, your divine mandate is to go and deliver my people from the house of slavery in Egypt. Moses was delaying. No, we saw questions. Because of Yanunti, instead of 400 years, God's people were in slavery for another 30 years. Because the one who had the mandate to deliver them was not ready. And we saw the seriousness. Because people's healing, deliverance, people's assistance, people's liberation is normally linked to your obedience and your manifestation. If you delay, people are delaying. And you won't go on a we delay. If our destinies and our mandate were just for us, but our mandates are normally linked to families, nations, linked to people, cultures. If you fail them, they have failed. And into destiny, I am sensitive. If you are called to be a mighty evangelist, and a wire wagon said you are not preaching, but there are people who are waiting on your manifestation for their deliverance. You are also delaying their liberation. And some of these people might die in bondage. The Bible said that the voice, and I said the cry of the people in the land of Egypt went to God, and God called Moses and said, Moses, go and deliver them, but Moses was not ready. And we are acting the same thing. Nyame person wa dey yard pebi, then so ehumbi, die nipa be kebi, die obi be kan, die obi be ye. We are not stepping in the manifestation of the destiny God has given us. We are so worried about everything around us. But the thing is, in Crophomisoso child, the Bible says the endless expectation of creation. They are waiting for you to obey that call. They are waiting for you to step into that mandate because their deliverance. Have you realized that anyone in the Bible God called, no, he gave them a mandate that was attached to either the people of Israel and also a particular culture. or say, Gideon, you need to deliver my people from the hands of the Midianite, the Philistines, those who are enemies of God's people. Last time, you also look at the conversion and the installation of King Saul. And the prophet Samuel told him, Nyame yehu ohene, and you will lead God's people against the Philistines, who always come against God's people and deny them of their harvest. So, Philistine Goliath and Crofoya, or Mumma Homan, so Etienyam and Crofo, now Mujinyam and Japadiani Omonioma. You are a king being installed for that mandate. Your mandate is not just for you. A Kaminumi and Kibet, not try a baby, just one person. But there are nations attached to your destiny. There are nations attached to your obedience. The more you are delaying because you think you have a weakness, the more you are delaying because addictions be a so-so. The more you are delaying because open, the more you are delaying because you cannot fast, you cannot pray. The more you delay, the more people are in the hands of the Philistines and in the hands of the Egyptians. The more we are delaying. And I want us to see another dimension of that seriousness. One thing we need to understand is that destiny is sensitive. Destiny, any mandate, it is sensitive. If you don't make your mind in a certain frame of time, if you keep ignoring the voice of God in a time frame, God can pick another person for that assignment now. If we don't take heed to the voice of God and we keep ignoring the signs he gives us. Nyame etimi yin in sat no dia two before for us. And mani nyo say, Elijah said, I am the only prophet. Nyame se shep. Oh, they are grown up. There are 7,000 more that can do that same mandate. Adiana yeo say, unkwana, 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 ye papa. God can call a small boy to do it. Destiny is sensitive. If you don't act obedience in the time God has set for you, I'm telling you, God will pull himself and call someone else to do it. Last 2 weeks, we saw how Saul, King Saul came. And the mandate of King Saul was to deliver God's people from the hands of the Philistines. It was Saul's mandate. It wasn't David's mandate. It was Saul. Saul's mandate to deliver God's people from the hands of the Philistines. If you want to see that scripture, it's in 1 Samuel chapter 9. I'm not going to go there because last time we took time and we went through all of it. But then Saul's mandate, Saul's mandate was to deliver God's people from the hand of the Philistines. But because of disobedience, that mandate shifted. In fact, the prophecy God gave Saul through Prophet Samuel was that Akunyani Betna Ufi. God has called you to be the caretaker. And as the king over God's people of Israel, and your mandate is to deliver them from Philistine. Now, Akonyami Betina will fear and your generations forever. But because of disobedience, that Akonyanu left the family and the lineage of Saul. And God picked a man in the wilderness, a shepherd boy in the wilderness who had no hope, a shepherd boy who was even a cast out of society because it is believed that ne enyane mame ne tiaware ase. So the family did not even accept him. So they pushed him, a young boy, to the wilderness in the mercies of lions and bears. This was someone who was not even closer to the throne, not David, any Saul lineage, but when Saul was disobedient to the mandate, God picked someone else. And you know, the Bible say, "Ofadia pro atiti asenu asiesi." Nyame no wo man, nyame no di, nyame ne ma obidi ye, o ma obidi ye. O bre o nipa si, o ma o nipa so. O fa o ye ni free sumina futuro mu ni sumina so. Lord, ne si ma po ma tenabia. God picks the poor man from the dunghill. Of David Frisuminasu and Nguasiebim, and he put him on the throne of a king. Your disobedience to the call of God is someone else's entry point to that mandate God gave you. Tenye, your inability to walk and obey God and to manifest that mandate in the frame of time God has given you is someone else's entry point to your inheritance and your mandate. So, as you were dainty, the throne that was supposed to be for him and his entire generation, he shifted from him and came to the lineage of David. And the mandate now, the man said, defeat the Philistines, he shifted to David. In fact, David brought down Goliath, and the people sang of his praise. Don't feel too arrogant because oh man, I'm missing the word big seven or say, remember, you're a mighty evangelist. If you don't act in the frame of time, destiny and mandate are sensitive. God can call someone else to do it. Destiny is sensitive. If you don't act in time, God can pick someone else to do it. Let me repeat this. Your disobedience to the voice of God in regards to your mandate and destiny is someone else's entry point. What's your day? Any one time, Ebema or Bifufro will enter your inheritance. Because the mandate was for King Saul and his family, but disobedience in David came in the scene. God went to a wilderness and picked us. Saul's disobedience was David's entry point to become a king. David was not destined because the throne was for King Saul and his family. But the disobedience, and I'm hitting on it, your disobedience to what God is telling you will leave, it will take the mandate of you and make someone else enter into your inheritance. Queen Vashti, Oninsani warfare, Onuna Yo Hema. Queen Vashti is the king, a wife, and she's beautiful. Bible says in the warfare. And into a man who, so the king wanted her to come and present herself before his friends. Vashti said, "Well, menso so me, I am famous and I have my woman around me. Into menso so me, ye woman's meeting. May your girls party. Go and tell the king I am not coming. For no crowd dummy too much. Me who yen if own to me nyane. Vasti forgot that she was only a king, a queen, because the king had made her a queen. Nani ure fin ho on the four sen ya member ya wokese now and you maybe you prayed for. So wa brabu sem ye ye ma wa she ye n wa 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 ho. If we send ya men woman yamina waje, nyame beti mia dani had. No, I thought here may be a free suminaso. No, I didn't see my poor Matanabia. I came to speak to you. This is a word of caution to you. A dear Bianya media show in Sani Yenye, because your disobedience and your arrogance will open the door for someone else to enter into your inheritance. Destiny. Destiny is sensitive. Vasti Amani Husu. Vasti is feeling so arrogant and proud because Vasti was beautiful. The king summoned for Vasti. Vasti said, no, so may ye me meet him. When I am done, I will come. Who are you? Me who of it? I am a queen. Vasti forgot that she is only a queen because the king has made her a queen. Being married to the king is what made her a queen. Sometimes, ahubrasia, when someone, Obi ne kana sense, say Obi, a brand of one sinner will need to know here now. I am in tangible, be papa, because when power comes to people's hands, it has the ability to change anyone whose heart is not right. Power has the ability to change the heart of anyone whose heart is not even right in the first place. Power, so that obey no one man who so on crophobia said, no, you know, or you're fasting, no, for anointed. Se obinya adomu wa nkofu a friend oh papa ya money fans no teacher nkofu saji o musika. There are people who are genuinely fasting and praying, but their heart is not right. Their heart is not right. Let me say this again. You are disobedient to answer the voice of God is someone else's entry point into your mandate. So if you keep disobeying and ignoring the voice of God, God has the mandate and the choice to pick someone else to do that thing. Anything God has called you to do, he can call someone else to do it. Any mandate God has given you, he can call someone. He calls Saul and says, Saul, be the king over my people and deliver them from the Philistines. When Saul was disobedient, Samuel, take your horn, fill it with oil. I have seen another person. Go and anoint him as king in place of Saul. Saul was not dead. Saul was still alive. But God has picked someone. Whilst he was still alive. And the scary part was that Saul was still sitting on the throne. But the mandate and the ability have been shifted to David. That is why Saul could not kill Goliath. Even though it was his destiny to deliver God's people from the Philistines. May see, any destiny, any mandate God has called you to do, your disobedience is someone else's entry point. And into how or fast bombaye be erade mami way, mami gift be mami way nyame die and your mana obo no betimi aye o. But then when you begin to pray such prayers, God also begin to require certain things of you. If you are unable or incapable, or you are disobedient to the promptings of God, he will call someone else to fulfill that which was mandated on you. Elijah said, I am the only prophet now. There are 7,000 more. If you fail today, I will pick another person. Never feel say unkwana nyamia mawadum. Because there are several, 7,000 somewhere who have not bowed down. If anyone become disobedient, there will be a gap and God will fill them in that vacancy. So destiny is sensitive. Let's move on. Destiny. And you're sensitive. Vastia mama nuhusu. Unim said it was the disobedience of Queen Vashti that gave Esther the chance. Esther was what? A slave girl and an orphan. But God used that to prove to Vashti, if he say nyamina woman nyamina wo nyamina ma obidi here o ma obidi ye nyamina ma ni paso nyamina bre ni pass. Your disobedience vastly has now opened the door, and the king said, let's look in the land for the virgins to be a queen in place of Vashti. Vashti, a man who offending a hand tie up a jano. A man a name was now there is a vacancy in the palace. Out of war, then your mama was so no be a bull dear. Be humble. Be humble. So be a bull dear. Tama was so be humble. According to research and Bible says David kept sa serpent and tadina no wode hwe nyan na nyame satma oni shi no, he kept it closer to him, and until any day his heart a man who su tie nyame no feel afraid of me your hene I no dey fear anything no akai bebi nyame fa ni free kai bebi ana owo. Oh, don't fool yummy. Oh, my poor. Now, be who say, oh, new wedding. Yeah. Kai, baby, I know, sir. A crusty baby, I know, sir. Now, fame will be pure America. Oh, new wedding. Yeah. On the floor, a mowing feet, a braboom, semi a yamau. No, be a flow, papa, papa. Be careful. So, abe yo, hini. Ya fedia. Then ya mebe kano wong fa hong bim. And that was the entry point of David. Vashti is being disobedient to the king because of Philistine and hong ofe. That was the entry point of Esther. Let me say this again. Destiny is time sensitive. And destiny is dependent on your obedience. The earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Say one be no one manifesting in a time frame, and God can call someone else to do that assignment. Let me show you. Now, there are two things we can do because of time. Yeah, share two things, then we pray. We need to, one, develop a hearing ear. In destiny matters. Because destiny is time sensitive, you need to develop a hearing ear. One key to responding and the manifestation of destiny is an ability to hear the voice of God. Moses did not know what he had been called to do until the day he encountered the burning bush. Moses did not know what to do until he encountered God. And now God made the vision clear to him. I have heard the cry of my people in Egypt, in slavery, and you are the one chosen for this mandate. We need to hear the mandate of, I was saying, you need to, and then there be another prophet. Let me tell you, prophet is good, but there are certain aspects of our life no prophet will tell you. In fact, you are the number one prophet over your destiny. And every other one becomes a confirmation. Every other person becomes someone who confirms what God has said. You need to develop a hearing ear. And what say with me so soon die? And what say with me tinya mende? Maybe who do's and don't. You need the ability to hear the instructions of God. You need the ability, because it is the instructions of God that will make you walk in that mandate. Moses, you are the one chosen to deliver my people from the land of slavery. Develop a hearing ear. Now, let me tell you this. Once you hear God, because Nyame will not say anything, God will not say anything that is he is not capable of doing. We have to understand this. Moses, I am Sesino, because of Philistine, Pharaoh will kill him because of what he had done. He underestimated the protection and the covering of God. Say, Nyame sumao for a mandate bia, or their whole bambo, a whole protection, a whole deliverance. God will not just send him so that Obiru Hana Pharaoh couldn't. No. If you read the Bible, Bible says, Nyame man, Moses who taught Egyptians in Israel. Say, Nyame frail for a purpose. He gives you that grace to walk in that purpose. And in the weakness, when God speaks, he makes sure it is in his capability to make it happen. Nyame kasa oye. Oye osi adie yo nyame. Noah heard God clearly. Go and build an ark. And Noah went about preaching this, and they saw that this man is stupid. Bibi ha papa yo. Akokra we da baby bihano. Na juni nye. Nyame bese wiase with insu. Wa wati bida. And unti wata kanu nebe ye den. I'm sure Noah building the ark. But then, Senyamia Kadia. I believe every word of God. Or the four, believe every word God has spoken over your life. The people looked at Noah and said, this guy is not okay. God is about to destroy this earth with water. Well, what to be that? If they say, what to be saying, and say, we are singing other. And they refuse to enter. But Noah trusted the voice of God. And he kept on building and kept on building. And when it was done, Nipa refused to enter the ark. But God spoke to animals to enter the ark. Have you ever thought about it? To tell Jata, say, come and enter this ark. Because if we are saying, because God had spoken, God released that grace for it to happen. He does not only speak, he also released the grace behind that mandate. And in the man, he said, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. The people into the promised land, you might be like Joseph, and you might see yourself as unworthy and without capacity, but it does not matter your capacity. He will make sure it happens. And the God spoke to Joshua and said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now rise up and be the caretaker of God's people. The mandate that Moses did not finish. You, Joshua, has been selected amongst the people to fulfill that mandate. Don't look to the left and to the right. Be courageous. You dear, be courageous and walk in that mandate. because as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Me say it does not matter that legacy and that vacancy. Se ekwai bi bedawa nyame fa obi foforo edene for fili agenda. Never feel pompous. Se won kwame nyame afa wo se for the Marco promise land. God can take another person to fulfill that assignment. The mandate was for Moses to take the people to what? Cana. But Yayenim said, Bribinti. Your mistake is someone else's entry point. Moses' mistake. Moses, why you be wabre? Come home. Come home and let me use another person to fulfill this mandate. Or therefore, let me hit on this again. Your disobedience, your mistakes is making someone else enter into that mandate. And they will be full flow with them. Vast this mistake is bringing an Esther. King Saul's mistake is bringing a David from the wilderness into that inheritance. Moses' mistake, Bakubia Oyenti, Joshua will fulfill that mandate. Destiny is sensitive. If you don't feel entitled, oh, I'm a Tony Moa, sorry, some Antony Mo Bianto. They say, what to ho? Now, someone from the youth, Ababa between. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a prayer warrior. Waha. My mom paya, me mama, me bomb paya chen o mungina, me jemai kane ho nina change, na atmosphere na shift, me na me ye flip, wundi etena wane me ma hoso. A small guy, 7-year-old prayer warrior, bia nyami sisi, you know. I said, there are 7,000, never feel entitled to anything. Elijah, there are 7,000 people who have not bowed. Destiny is sensitive. The first thing we need to do, develop an ability to hear God. Two, be obedient to the voice of God. These two things is good. Your ability to hear God and your obedience to what God tells you to do, it will make you inherit that mandate. Abraham, leave your father's house and I will show you a land. Go to that land. And there, I will prosper you. I will give you an inheritance. Abraham did not know certainly obedience to the voice of God will not only give him earthly inheritance, but then a part of heaven in paradise will be named after him, called Abraham's bosom. Abraham's obedience did not even make him inherit, even not only on this earth. Even in heaven, in paradise, a part of heaven, a charman, this is called Abraham's bosom. Obedience will make you manifest, will make you walk in that mandate. Your obedience will make you manifest that destiny. One, develop an ability to hear God. Two, be obedient to the voice of God. When the devil came in the Garden of Eden, he did not care the authority and the dominion of Adam and Eve. He only cared about what God told them. Did God tell you not to do this? And he knows, if I can convince these people to be disobedient to God, they will lose that inheritance. Your disobedience will make you lose that inheritance. Spiritual inheritance. Your disobedience will make you lose. And upon some new district, he came to the garden and said, I don't even care about the authority. Because the Bible says that God gave them the authority to subdue the earth. You know, have dominion over the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, and the creeping things on the land. The devil did not care about their power they had. He was only careful about the Nyamekachinobu. Because if I can convince them to disobey God, they will lose that power. You are only working in mandate. You are only a queen. You are only a king also, because if you disobey God, you will lose that inheritance. And that was how men lost that authority and that power. Disobedience will make you lose your inheritance. So the devil came and said, "Then and yamese mamunye, and one ame mamaye." Your eyes will be open. You will be wise. Flesh and the lust of the eyes. And they disobeyed God, and the glory of God was stripped away from them. And instantly they saw that they were naked. Other four, and yengamia tumbini and wenyambi nakata wadejasu. If you feel pompous now, mama, also in the realms of destiny, God can strip that away. And when you realize that you are naked, being naked means that you have no defense. You have no one out. And you will say, "Nipape wasem." Oh, it is because of what you have. When you may say, lose everything, you realize that you lose everything. When you lose everything, you realize you lose all the people now. This is the man. Nipa kume musameti. Obia kikako bebiye huede. Jesus was arrested and even his disciples ran away. The disciples, because they were around him because of your miracles. They were around him because every time he provides. The day he was not providing, everyone around him disappeared. But for because of time, I want to end here so we can pray. But your obedience to the voice of God, it is what will make you inherit that promise. Your obedience. Anyone who obeys God is someone who fulfills assignment. Anyone who disobeys God, who disobey, instantly God takes you out of the equation. We are lifting up our first prayer because of time. But let this be on your heart. Destiny is sensitive. No more delay. No more delay. No more relaxing. Don't be afraid. Joshua, do not be afraid. Don't look to the left or to the right. I will also be with you. This morning, I am speaking to someone who don't have the courage to press on. Yes, Ebusiana Beifo will meet us here. But if you manifest that destiny as the intercessor of the family, if only you be obedient to his voice, then you need to start looking in your life. What is God telling me? What is God telling me that I have not done? Because the more you delay, someone else is receiving a ticket to enter into your mandate. Maybe I know when your prophetic word be maybe you anointed evangelist. Now, why the whole world will hear your name? And into the God can bring someone and nobody to fulfill that mandate. Trust me, even in the Bible, you see a donkey to speak when the prophet refused to see. He is not sensitive to his environment. God used a donkey. Never feel entitled to anything God has given you. So I gave Saul the seat of the king. If Saul is the disobedient, Samuel, take your horn. I have forgotten about Saul. Go and anoint David. Destiny is sensitive. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. We are lifting up this prayer. We are lifting up this prayer. That Father, help me to be obedient to your word and your will. Help me. It is your obedience that will give you that inheritance. Abraham's obedience to sacrifice Isaac is what sealed the covenant. And then your friend baby, Abraham's bosom, not only on earth, inheritance even in the heavens. You are lifting up your voice. Say, Father, give me the grace to be obedient in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray anytime. Yemre ninti. Zele bebele me kalabra dele bebenehe. Zele bebele me menehe. Zebra dini bibine menehe. Ka dele bebene mele ba. Zabra dele me. Radele me naliba. Zele me kanta. Edie beg, edie beg na nyame ka. Waya so dey. Why na nyame si bompaye man? Why na nyame si priti tire no? We are so dey. Hazele me pray the Father, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to be obedient. Edie na nyame si ye awusro. Give me the grace. Hazalele me bele mana. Zene me ne makua. Radini mika, zele bezente brente, zekantini bibani mas, nependini bibidia, o jabrandele me, zele bebenehe, tatele bebene me kantaba, zabrandele bebenehe, zele bebene me, zabradini bibidi, zele bebene me, Atale bratini mia, ko selebe bene, ay bratani mia ka, zelebe bene meka, radende brendele bene me, Father, grant us the grace to be obedient to you. Dia waka dia watro, eradi maya swamere, ho huna yentimindi wasemneso, atele beka ya brandele bebe, edena nyamese ya unyanye, azale bele bebene me, edena nyamese enya. Your ability to hear God and be obedient is what will keep you. What is the Spirit of God telling you to do? What is God telling you to do? Baba libra telebe, then and you miss it, and then and you miss it, and yeah. What is God telling you to do and not to do? I say, Adam, eat of every fruit, but that fruit in the middle of the garden, thou shalt not touch it. The day you touch, you will die. Thou shalt not eat the fruit in the midst of the garden. And so that was the same fruit. The enemy told them to eat. The enemy told them to eat of that fruit. That particular fruit, because the enemy knew that the day we disobey God, we will lose that authority. The day we disobey God, we will lose that mandate. And then, on the way, be careful, for you are losing that inheritance. You are losing that mandate. You are losing your destiny. You are losing it. You are losing it. You are losing it. You are losing that divine mandate. Father, give us the grace to hear your voice and be obedient to your word. Give us the grace. You can be obedient to you. Give us a heart, O Lord. Say, my human soul, say, I want to say, I want to say, I want to say, what has God mandated you that you have been disobedient? Your disobedience and your arrogance will make you lose that throne in the name of Jesus. Yes, a bomb pie away, baby. We are not handing over to Papa. Listen again. It is your obedience to the voice of God that will make you inherit that promise. And yes, yes, sir. No. It is your obedience to the promptings of the Spirit. I say, Adam, thou shalt eat of every fruit. But then the fruit in the midst of the garden, do not touch. That particular denial, no one of them, some Because the enemy know if I can convince them to eat that, if I can convince them to do it, they will lose that authority. In Genesis 1 verse 25 to 28, said, you have authority over the bears. When you disobey God, you lose that authority. Nebuchadnezzar, one man who said, it is his power that is making things happen. Make merry because you are who will be there. And verse 27, he will deliver God's people from Philistines and into a start your disobedience. We are lifting up prayer, Sarah. Anything you've told me to do a minyanya ye humi mobone buame. E dine nya mesi ya unyanya ye. E dine nya mesi enya uye. You are lifting God. Say, have mercy on me. Give me the grace to be obedient to your call in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. This is our last prayer. Would you open everybody? Give me the grace to be obedient. Because your disobedience is someone else's entry point. Your disobedience is someone else's chance to enter into your mind. Someone else will walk in your inheritance. Father, give me the grace and the courage to heed to your call. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Brennan T Papa say who will be how the source now point. And Brennan T.
People of God, what do we say to Asafo Esmon? God richly
bless
you. God bless you. That was a very powerful message. Discipline. Learn to hear from God and walk in obedience. And as you do, you will fulfill your destiny. Yesterday I was praying about Tuesday, what do we talk about? And the Lord said talk about discipline. And as Papa was ministering, I couldn't differentiate between discipline and obedience. It takes a disciplined person not to go where he has been asked not to go. And as he does, he's being obedient. So Tuesday, as businessmen and women, we'll talk about discipline. But then as long as you remain obedient, you will fulfill your destiny. Papa said, what God has said will surely come to pass. I want you to pick up anything. What you are looking for in life. And you know there's a word of God that is backing it. I want you to pray. Or say what God has said will surely come to pass. I want you to pray. If it is about having a partner, Bible says, you are standing on that word and you are praying. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Or say the barren
shall not be among you. You are lifting a prayer in the name of Jesus, because God has said it shall surely come to pass. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Claim the promise of God. Because he has said it will surely come to pass. Father, let it happen unto your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. People of God, I saw something this morning. I saw that somebody's intestines are twisting. But as Papa was ministering, I saw that everything is being unwinded. God is restoring. God is restoring. I saw the intestines being restored back to its original. It is very, a bit me, a leading to obstruction. And it can kill you. So we are talking about life and death here. But the Lord is healing somebody. I don't know if it has happened, it is happening, or it's about to happen. But what I saw is that you are healed. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for your people, Lord. Any disorder in their intestine, let it be fixed by your power and your grace. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare your healing grace over everyone. In the name of Jesus, no obstruction of intestine, no pain. In the name of Jesus, let everything be restored into normalcy. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And lastly, is there anybody here you feel, sir, you are in need of a car? Seriously, Miss Rao, and yet the other Kakoji fans, they will croon, and you know who has seven a car. But you feel, you see, sir, who here car? I gave you one tree amount. Oh, na oh, the coffin and you know who said, when your car, why no one has seven a car? As part of your assignment, you need a car. If I just show up, if you do, moon here, mama, umpire, mommy, brother, mommy, 10. Hallelujah. You are 33, and you know, be a camber, no man, yeah. And I mentioned converting into private jet in family. Hallelujah. Is there anybody? Thank you, Jesus. What's up? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see yourself as you can for him. I see fire prayer. I see justice. And myself, Unim will say, because you are more. Yeah, there's a second. Toyota for your special. Hallelujah. But then, so rather, yeah. I don't know, so for
because you are more going here, limousine.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I see, very much. Pillar, Semerita, glory, and traveling doors.
me on your mouth. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says the desires of the righteous shall never be cut off. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, suffer as a kafuah. I pray for you, fire prayer. I pray for you, justice. I pray for you, the pillar. Would also have any traveling already on your mouth. In the name of Jesus, myself and my wife. In the mighty name of Jesus, bury my path. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by my mind and by the Spirit of the living God, this will be by the will, by the zeal of the Lord. It is the will, it is the zeal of the Lord that will do. I pray in the name of Jesus, I pray for the faith of God, that can be released in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release, O God. Let there be a release. Shaba ba 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 ba. Ibo sandi di 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 anda da ba di di ko shaba barika da ba. Iku sini mini 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 anda da ba da ba da ba. Kata da ba da ba da ba.
Enter your paper. Enter your paper.
Allah ba 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 ba. Shaba da ba da ba.
Oh Jesus. The other day. The school of prophets, they said, where we are is not enough for us. Where we are meeting is not enough. Babushyama 37, 7 seater and so they said, let us go and cut wood that we can expand our meeting place to accommodate. Wherever you have reached and you are in need of a car, you need bigger one, or you are starting and you need. There are people that need the grace to pay off their cars. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who need bigger cars, those who at this point in time, they need a car to fulfill the mandate you have placed upon their life. I pray that God let it be released. In the name of Jesus, let their cars be released. In the name of Jesus. You are the great provider. You said, my God shall supply your needs according to his riches. In your riches, let cars be released unto your people. In your riches, in your riches, in your riches, in your riches, let in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, oh, no one except to love. I pray for those who have car loans and they are not able to pay. I pray you pay our debt, you heal us. I pray the Lord let heaven open in the name of Jesus. In your wisdom, you ask the Israelites, every 7 years, let debt be canceled. I pray in the name of Jesus, let a bank call somebody and say, we have forgiven you. I pray in the name of Jesus, anybody in debt, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, come through for them. In the name of Jesus, let debt be canceled. Let debt be canceled. Those who carry mortgages, those who carry car loans, and any business, I pray in the name of Jesus, my God, may you come through for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for debt cancellation. We pray for that cancellation. And we ask the phone for you. Jesus.
Kazu Tadibala Maga Devosha.
The hospital I work for, Haywood Hospital. I'm sure my bakamu to me in chia. Into my file title 11:7. And they say, we'll be on the cabia. You track on me a shiago. Not all started a beam. If human beings can do, God can do better. I pray for you in the name. Somewhere, somehow, let somebody call you and say, you don't owe us anymore. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let bank call you.
Who
has given you a loan, say, I don't need it anymore. Let your debt be canceled. Let your debt be
in the name of Jesus.
Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. I commit your people into your hands. We have committed ourselves unto you this week. We pray that let your grace abound for us. We ask for your grace to obey and to walk in your ways. And may we fulfill our destinies. In the name of Jesus, nobody will regret here. In the name of Jesus, nobody. We shall fulfill our mandate on us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, people of God. Ibijanaha, and tomorrow we'll continue. Apostle Esmond, God richly bless you for the word, obedience, and learn to hear from God. And I will say, whatever God has said will surely come to pass. Take that word. Yeradiaka, umu na pamsuta. I pray for you, the pillar, in the name of Jesus, marital glory, traveling glory, let it happen unto you according to your desire, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. God richly bless you, people of God. We love you. God loves you better. We'll see you tomorrow. Let us all share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us now and forever. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Azofo Esmond, Yami Insha. Bushafo, Yem Papa, India, your brother Esmond will be hosting Zoom meetings. Azofo, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe, right?
But 6 to 7.
6 to 7 New York time. 10 p.m. in Ghana. Maybe I will just check that time. We'll share the link on our platform and we'll all go and listen. He's a very powerful, blessed man of God. I love to hear from him. Let us show up and remember we are complementers. We are not competitors. Hallelujah. God bless you, Papa Patrick. God bless you, the pillar. God bless you, blessed one. God bless you, Nana JC. God bless you, Millie. God bless you, Fire Prayer. God bless you, Mammy Eunice Afrabadu. Nana, God richly bless you. God bless you, Mr. King. God bless you, Kofi. Nami Insha. God richly bless you. God bless you, Millie. God richly bless you, Stella. God bless you, Mary Abua. God richly bless you, Madora. Nyami Insha. God bless you, Yachia, North Carolina. Funina. Nyami Insha. Mamiamua. God richly bless you. Also for Apple. Nyami Insha. You who watch it. Yafil. God bless you, Adumba. Nyami Insha. God richly bless every one of you. Unyami Insha, your papa, near mame, Ayensu, Nimsene, Kosiadente, Womo, I busy, but God bless them for us. And every one of you, Nyami Insha, we'll see you tomorrow, same time. Have a blessed Sunday. As you go through the week,
Learn to be obedient to God. Learn to hear from God. But know that what God has said will surely come to pass. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Papa, nyame insha. Yeah, that was it for such a word. And may God increase you. I pray for your program, that may the Lord use it as a platform to bring salvation, to bring healing, and everything that we need. May God use you. May God use your ministry to grant unto the people of God. God richly bless you. And we are here to support. And I will be there some. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you all.